Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Yes, my friends, this is ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, speaking Maarten Horst. And we have a very special guest today, my southern sister, Mylène Lafon. And she is from Flanders, from Belgium. And we are all one tribe of many colors, of course. And Mylène is a channeler since the last year of Dolphins, Saint Germain, Lady Portia, and Brotherhood of Melchizedek, and the Pleiadians. And Mylène has been a contact on my Facebook amongst many other people, Laura Pentia, and Maria Isabel Hen, and we are all connected with this beautiful energy and channelings. And I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to ET First Contact Radio, Mylène.
Thank you, Maarten. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yes, it is. And I will always enjoy the show when I have somebody who is a channeler, and especially you and others. that have a very good energy where I resonate with, and I believe that many people who are listening are resonating with your channelings.
Thank you.
Yes, and of course, channeling is a difficult subject because my show is open also to people who are more from a scientific background and who have more facts about ET and UFOs. And they are also credible people, but I myself consider you, Melina, and many others as very credible channelers also, because that's the way that the galactic information comes to us, and ET First Contact Radio is bringing the audience the latest galactic news via people that are on the show like yourself now, Melina.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's fun to do so.
Yes. So, speaking about the latest galactic news, which is the slogan for ET First Contact Radio, what can you tell us? What has come through your mind or through your spirit in the last few days or weeks? What's going on?
With the galactics, you mean?
Yes. I
feel that pretty much is going on, actually. I feel we are really getting more closer to disclosure and first contact. Of course, there's no time and dates on it. We just have to let it go. But I feel more galactic energies pouring in. They are more present amongst us. I feel them more in my dreams. I start to remember more. They start to share lots of information to all of us lately. So I feel it is becoming, growing into a climax. That is my personal feeling about it.
No, I have to agree with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you just go on. I just want to say that I have the same feeling, and I'm reading it in different channels, and also from other people that are in the UFO research. They say that it's close. So
yeah,
just go on.
You can feel it. You can feel it. Yeah.
Yes, you can feel it, and it's very exciting. And disclosure is going to be the major shift in our consciousness for the whole population of the entire planet Earth. It's going to be the greatest change in our perception of the world that's going to be for millennia of time to remember.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, when Christopher Columbus told the powers that were in that time that the Earth was round and not flat, he was ridiculed. I don't think we are being ridiculed, people that believe that there's ET contact than 10 years ago, but still the status quo and the mainstream media, they have not yet admitted this presence. So, but when it happens, it's going to be a great shift.
Absolutely. But I think we are going to have to do it and help a hand, because it's, yeah, the media is not working with us at the moment, but it's all going to change. It's already starting, so it's good news.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and when the Earth allies take over the regimes, the governments of this planet, then also the media will have people like you and me on the television and the radio to explain what's going on, because not only the galactics will be on television, but also us, because I think if it were only the galactics, people will be in shock, and they need people to translate what's happening.
Yes, but that's why the Pleiadians are more close to us, because they're so familiar to us. They are human-like, so they are more in charge to real first contact, to seize and comfort everybody, because they are human-like, so the shock will be not so big.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you tell us about the Pleiadians, the contact you have with them?
Well, they are actually my family of light, because I come as a galactic one then from Alcyone, from the Pleiades. And I have many contacts with them, but more like images. They appear in dreams. They communicate through channeling. But I do see them often around me too, but it's more like an energetic light that they are. So I see them often walk around me, and then I see those lights and these energy forms that are just standing next to me, and I feel it when they touch me, and then they talk to me and they say, "We are here, we are giving you a hug, or we are giving you a healing," and truly you can feel it. So that's how you know, okay, it's true, they are here. And they are communicating lately a lot, because they've been asking me to start new missions, to bring new things out about them, because they told me, okay, disclosure, we are starting the project of disclosure, but very softly and gently in dreams. We are going to appear in dreams with people who are not awake yet. So even in dreams, they come often. I get images of them. Sometimes I see orbs, like blue orbs, which are the blue Pleiadians then. And in dreams also, they always make contact. I see them always coming into my bedroom at night in my dreams. And every time that we make contact, like touching each other or recognizing each other, there's a whole feeling and a state that is coming over me and taking over me. And it's truly amazing, because it's every time that we make contact that it's this blissful feeling that is taking all over your body. It's like you're going into a state. And that is told to me that, okay, that is the moment that you make connection. It's the recognition of who you are and who we are, and it's the oneness. It's truly amazing.
It's beautiful. Yes, I can feel the energy also through your voice. I think the listeners will feel it too. Because the Pleiadians and others, the Syrians, they have such a loving energy. And mm-hmm. by reading your channels, I feel encompassed in love and confirmation. And because the way they communicate is so without judgment and so much unconditional love. It's so wonderful to think about first contact, when they will be here walking amongst us. It will be such a blissful time, so happy. Everybody will be happy, I'm sure.
No, they do. They are really full of love. It's truly amazing when you are able to feel or see them, because it's not like we communicate with each other as human beings or deal with each other. It's totally different. It's just like a bomb of love that is coming over you. And that is the way for me how to know if one is a light being or not, because you don't sense any ego or anger or negative energy, not at all. They're so full of compassion, and they're friendly, and they like to talk and to laugh too. They're a bit like us, you know.
Mm. I have understood from Judy Sartori, a channel that I interviewed some time ago, mm-hmm. That the aliens, the Syrians, are in fact our ancestors, because I think it's 300,000 years ago. Sometimes some people say it's 100,000 years ago. That's when we came to Earth, in fact, our ancestors. And that's why it's also explaining the missing link in the evolution theory, because there's no way that we are descending from apes, monkeys. But the fact that we came to Earth explains this missing link.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea, because I didn't know not read it or hear it from Judy, but she's a wonderful channeler, so I love her work too.
Oh, you know her? Oh, that's fantastic.
No, I just know her from reading her work, so we never talked.
Okay. Well, she's on my Skype, and if you want to know her, I can bring you in contact with her. But I had a wonderful interview with her on the 20th of December, just before the equinox. So speaking about the shifting of the ages, the Mayan calendar, what did you feel that happened on the 21st of December?
Oh, for me, it was a bit a double feeling. I experienced my shift on the 12th of December, and it was a big one, really a big one. It's indescribable what was going on, and I read that the majority of humanity has experienced it on the same date. The 21st was for me truly a period of the 3 days of darkness. the 3 days of darkness that they are talking about, like everybody's thinking that everything will go black, but actually for me it was 3 days of darkness, like 3 days of really feeling down, and all the things that you have to work on was pouring through me. It had to come out, and I had to work on it, and I had some confrontations with myself and with some issues, and I think for me it was a low day, and I even went into retreat that day, especially for the alignment, and I just, it was morning, I came out and I saw everything was the same, like people were still very stressed and everything. So the weather was bad, and I was feeling so low. So I retreat myself for 3 days, and I think around the 23rd of December, then I had my shift. I experienced a lot of flashes inwardly. I felt myself shifting, traveling, floating, everything. I felt myself melting into oneness with a beautiful white light and all sorts of things. And from that day on, everything went better. Everything was beautiful around me. Everything felt good. And so that was my alignment, the 3 days of darkness.
Well, I had kind of the same experience, especially on the 12th. I looked in the mirror, and I looked in my face and looked in my own eyes, and I accepted myself how I am in the now and how I was in the past and how I will be in the future. I accepted myself totally. And I felt going back on my incarnations to Source, like all these lifetimes, including this lifetime, it is okay, it is good. And that's what happened on the 12th of December. And on the 21st, it was indeed difficult. I also had to go inside, and I felt kind of excited. But for me, indeed, the 12th was a big shift for me too.
Mm-hmm. For the majority, I read afterwards that the 12th was... I was aware that because I was told by my team, you know, Melin, the 12th of December will be a big shift for you. Prepare at rest as much as you can, and it was, absolutely, it was. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful one.
Yes. Yes, and so now we are almost in March. Tomorrow it's the 1st of March. And the energies of March are going to affect the energies of February, very intense, and a lot of things happened. Mm-hmm. So what can you say about March, what's going to happen?
I think I was told that February would be a month of much turmoil. So they said, okay, hold on, much will happen. Watch the news. I never watched the news, but they said, just watch the news, because you are going to see little things come out, and which is happening, by the way, big things. March, I think March will just set, will continue the way, but I think it would be intense too. And I think it will just go into a climax until the spring equinox. And from then on, I think everything will just blossom. Mm-hmm. But it's a continuous process, so it's always going up and down, so it's always, it will not stop, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. And there's a full moon. It was just this week, and for this celebration of the full moon, I'm going to ask a friend from BBS Radio to play "The Moon Is Coming" in a few minutes when he's ready. It's a beautiful song from Asha Quinn, and I went to a concert with him. Do you know Asha Quinn, Milena?
No, no.
Beautiful music. I will send you some songs from him. It's amazing.
Okay, thank you.
We'll just have a little break. It's 3 minutes of music. And, you know, I want to make the show interesting with music also. Not too much music, but music to lift the spirit up. And afterwards, we'll talk about the energies from Lady Portia, if you want. This will be fantastic.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. So, let's see. The music is ready. Welcome back to ET First Contact Radio. Milene Lafon, my special guest with channelings from the Dolphins, Saint-Germain, Lady Portia, Melchizedek. Milene, this music is really cosmic, isn't it?
Wow, amazing. I was chilling.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Yes. The only music I can listen to right now is really cosmic music. And I don't know why, but I've been working as a musical therapist in the past, and music that is in harmony with nature and with the soul is the music that I think is really helping people. So, so that's just to get a bit in the mood of cosmic travel and galactic news. You also channel with Magatha from Agartha.
Yes.
Now, the Agartians have my interest as well, the people from the inner earth. There are many people, channels, and also, of course, Sheldon Nile, who has shed a lot of attention on the Agartians. Ag means inner, and Artha means earth. What can you tell us about them?
Well, actually, I was interested in the Hollow Earth because I was like, I don't read much about it. It was before I was introduced to all the other channelers, and suddenly my mom spoke of a book. I went to see the site, and it came in my mind, and just the day after, there was this being popping up that I never spoke to, and he said, "Hello, I am Agartha, and I'm from Agartha. Would you like to channel me? I would like to share communications with you." And I was, "Oh, yes, of course. I was interested in your civilization, so you're welcome, yeah." And, of course, it's also a big family and all, and they all have their spokesman and different names. So Magatha chose to speak with me, and he told me that they have big cities and that they have an inner sun, which is their sun, their light, that they are very close to Mother Nature and Mother Earth. So they sense everything that she sends. They sense everything that is happening above with us. They are here. They are helping us because lately I did not channel him much. And he told me that they were working and preparing big time. So that lots is going on above as well as below. So they are working hard, and they truly love us also. He told me that their city of lights is more like light trees, and everything is light, not really, really material, but more light. And they have a wonderful civilization, very harmonic. It's a different energy than the Galactics or Ascended Masters, but they are very loving also.
Yeah, I understand from Sheldon Idol especially that the inner earth people, the Agartians, are preparing crystal chambers for our transmutation to full consciousness. I believe that after first contact, the whole of humanity will be brought to inner earth to become full conscious beings, because inner earth is also already in the fifth dimension, and they're working together with the Galactics also.
Yeah,
and there are ships going in and out of the North Pole and other places like Mount Shasta, where they can go inside the Earth, and it's amazing.
Yeah, he told me too that they are preparing lots of things now, as well as the Masters, because they told me, we are doing lots of things. And like the Pleiadians, they told me also that they have secret star bases inside of Hollow Earth. So they are all cooperating together, and they are preparing things for a long time, but it's very, I feel it very much, and they tell me too that they are working so hard and doing so many things now that you can feel that something is about to burst.
My personal
feeling. And they affirm then that is correct. And like Magatha, I think we did not speak for 2 months or maybe three. So I just make the connection with him, and he told me, okay, it's just because we are doing so many things at this time that we want to use as much as our energy, as much on all those projects. And that's why.
Yeah, I understand that first contact will be with the Agartians and with the Galactics, but it's going to be such an event. There's so much preparation to be done, because they're all coming to the surface. They're all going to walk amongst us. It's an amazing thing to prepare for.
You have to, they want you to be smooth and gentle because we are excited. For us, it has to go as fast as possible. But there are so many people who are still afraid of the unknown or just afraid of who they are themselves, because we are all galactics, in fact, in incarnation. And so they have to be gentle and be careful, because if they go too fast and fear is amongst us, then it's an whole other story. So you can feel that they really want it to be successful in the way that they are embraced, that everything is going in love and acceptance and harmony and not in fear. So that's why it takes so long. And for us, it takes too long. But we have to think of the people who are not awake, because for them, it will be a big shock.
That's why it's so important that disclosure takes place in a very gentle way also.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think 6 months ago, I was told that, okay, we are now starting to appear in dreams of people, just that they got flashes of how we look and sort of things, or more on an unconscious way, that if the meeting with galactics and with their own galactic self presents, then they would have something like, I know this energy from somewhere. It's not very shocking because I recognize it. And so it's also, we need a time to accept that we ourselves are galactics. They are our future selves. Actually, we are in the past timeline. They are the future timeline. They are us. And it's just about reconnecting with it, with your galactic self, with your higher galactic self. And when you do that, that is what for me is disclosure too. It's the acceptance and the knowledge and the remembering that you are the galactic. And actually, we are saving ourselves, because they are us, we are them. And that's also a whole process. It's okay to accept that we are not alone and that there are galactics out there, but the most difficult part for most of us is to see and understand that actually we are them, they are us, in a future time zone, in the now.
Well, you have put that into beautiful words, Milena.
Thank you. Yeah, it's difficult to explain, but I hope you feel what I mean.
Well, I do, and I'm sure the listeners do as well. So I'm very happy to have you on the show, Melina. And I want to ask you about the dolphins, or Lady Portia. Where do you want to start?
It's okay. You may choose.
Okay, let's start with Lady Portia.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, you have been in contact with her since a year, I understood from our last conversation.
Yeah, since the beginning.
Since the beginning?
Yeah.
She has a very loving energy, and she is very forgiving. And what can you tell her about the nature of her energy and the nature of her messages?
Portia, channeling Portia, and I'm not lying, it always gives me tears while doing it. I always feel emotional when channeling Portia, because the feeling of love is overwhelming. It is the most beautiful energy that I'm channeling. I recognize myself so much in her, and she's totally love. It's love and warm, and she's so soft, and like you said, she's very like forgiving and gentle and sweet and very lovable. And every time a message comes through, I'm feeling so comfortable, and the words are flowing so easy. It's easy to translate her messages, and I can't describe the feeling. She's really very warm and wonderful, and she's always talking precious heart. She loves everyone. She wants to be there for everyone. Nothing is too much or too low for her. She She's just like us.
Yeah, she feels like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But she is an ascended master.
But she's a human being too, because she did her ascension process during her incarnation.
And when was her last incarnation?
I think as a daughter of Tosca. I can't spell it anymore. That was, I think, her last one.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't talk often about past incarnations. I never ask, because the net is full of it, and eventually it doesn't matter for me who they were. It's the past, you know. I always try to live in the now. Even my own past lives, it doesn't interest me because it's the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, her messages are also of a kind of a galactic nature, right?
Pardon?
The messages of Lady Portia are also a kind of from a galactic nature.
A galactic nature, but she's Pleiadian too. She's from Elsione.
Right. Okay. That's why I feel that when I read the messages of Lady Portia, I feel it's how I see it is like she is a portal into the stars. You know, how can I say that? Her words bring galactic consciousness to me when I read your channelings from her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It's different for everybody else. For me, it's more like an ascended master energy. For you, it can be different. It depends, but I'm glad that she brings that out of you.
Mm-hmm. But see, her words are from a very high wisdom. She understands so much where life is about, and she understands us so much, the humans.
Mm-hmm. That's normal.
Yeah, it's so reassuring. That's why I sometimes also have tears in my eyes when I read her words. So I agree with you.
Okay, nice to hear.
Yes. So now let's talk about the dolphins, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
The dolphins also have a galactic origin, is that correct?
Yes, they come from Sirius B.
From Sirius B. I've heard that from Patricia Corey as well and others. Just to let the listeners know that if you subscribe to the archive on BBS Radio via my site, bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, you can go to Program Archives. It's in blue and white. And then subscribe to the archives. You can listen my past interviews, but also the interviews from, for example, Patricia Corey, who is the scribe for the Syrian High Council and also the Dolphins, but also, for example, from Dr. Brooks Agnew, who has a very interesting show on BBS, but also Tara and Rama, who have the 2013 Rainbow Roundtable with the Hard News on Friday. They have a fantastic show as well. But also James Gilliland, who has a very interesting show. So if you pay by PayPal, you can listen at your convenience to all the archives. And it's not that much of money. And you can also give a donation for my show on my site, bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. So that's just the information about Patricia Corey. She is a friend of me. I met her in the crop circles, Melina. I don't know if you have been to England already, but the crop circles are really amazing. It's really amazing stuff that's going on there.
I saw it. I've been to England in my puberties with school, but it was more to London, so there are no crop circles over there.
Well, I plan to go this summer again and to see what's going on there. And do my show there from the Silent Circle Cafe. There's an internet connection there. I'll bring my laptop and just go on with the show, of course. But we were speaking about the Pleiadians. I came to the link with Patricia Corey because she wrote a book which is very interesting, Before We Leave You. And I think that time is now. I don't know if you saw the message on the news that I think it was 2 weeks ago, where many dolphins were before the coast of New Orleans. I don't know exactly where it was, but in the States, many dolphins were showing up, hundreds, thousands.
Yeah, in San Diego. I think it's in San Diego, if I recall.
Yeah, probably, yes. Mm. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I've been getting many questions and emails about that. To ask the dolphins about it. So I did a channeling for them, which was really a tough one for me, because before I started to channel the dolphins, I always had a strong connection with them from past lives, from Lemuria and Atlantis. And I was an activist, and I was writing letters and calling the embassy and all sort of things, calling radio stations, television stations, all to stop killing dolphins and so on in captivity. And actually, my heart was really broken by seeing all those things. And when I started to channel, they were one of the first who came through. And they explained me that it's all okay. It's lessons for humanity and so on and so on, and that they don't feel anything because it's just a vessel for them. And they love us so much, and they are very forgiving, and they are here to teach and so on. And so I asked them what that meant. And they told me that it was a cry for attention, a sort of attention that humanity needs to set its attention to them now, because things have to change. The slaughtering has to stop. The things that the U.S. Navy are doing with the sonars, it's really killing them. It's much pain for them. But either way, they just love us, and they do everything so that we can enlighten and grow and awake. So they do it all out of compassion and love. But it seems that there is a limit too. And so they are starting to do many things, like asking for attention so that humans, their heart chakra will open, and that they would see what is happening and what they are all about, and activate things in them. So it's merely a cry or a sort of attention that they are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And they're so loving, you know, so forgiving.
Absolutely.
I have music from Edwin Goodall, which is amazing. Which I will...
Oh, me too. I love it. I meditate on him, on the music of Edwin Goodall.
Yes, Melly Goodall has also worked together with Asha Quinn, the music that I just played. He's also from England. But he has some amazing CDs that have also dolphin sounds in it. Mm-hmm. It's really wonderful to meditate on it.
Absolutely. They just hearing their noises, the vibration that they are sending, it's enough to activate things in you, open chakras, do a healing, do a purification.
Yes, it's wonderful. And there are a few musicians that really caught my attention. Madeline Goodall, Asha Quinn, Peter Mergener, which is also very special synthesizer music. Because I feel that when you play a synthesizer gently and you create beautiful sounds, it's really helping to raise the vibration. And because some people say, no, I like acoustic music. But electronic music can really bring a higher consciousness if the instruments are played with love, of course.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that also counts for acoustic instrument. When it's played with love and from the heart, then people are uplifted.
Yeah, that's right.
So, we have come to Saint Germain, and he is the master. He is top of the ascended masters, and people work with the violet flame, of course. And I believe that he's playing a large role in preparing us for First Contact and Disclosure. He's doing many things because I believe that he can choose to have a physical vessel when he wants.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, and I believe that together with Commander Ashtar, he has spoken to government officials already. I'm sure he has spoken to Obama. So what can you tell us about Saint Germain?
Do you have 2 hours? I can tell a lot by him. What do you want to know?
let's speak about the most important for the development of Disclosure and First Contact regarding Saint Germain.
He is involved in thousands of things at the same time. And you are right, he has his own physical vessel that he can use whenever he wants, so he can come on Earth, do his things. He told me that he does meet a lot with Obama and with the governments and so on, and he works closely with Master Lady Nada for removing dark heads and so on, and he truly is very he's a big master and everybody loves him, and when he talks and shares things with me, it's so much felt that he truly loves entire Gaia, humanity, every single soul. And he's really dedicated to his tasks. He works so hard that he will not stop before we are free. And he loves to do it. And he works on Disclosure. He has many other projects that he's working on. And he has secret meetings. He's going back and forth on the ships with the Arcturians, then he goes down to Earth, then he goes there, he goes to a million places, and right now he's working so hard because I have a little less connection than usual, because normally I speak to him every day, million times a day I see him, and now it's been a few days that I saw him next to me, and he tells me that he's working on so many things, that so many things are going to be visible, and that he's doing everything that he can, and he truly, truly loves, I can feel it, he truly loves doing it, and all of us, and I'm proud to have him, and I'm we are all blessed to have him because he's such a wonderful being.
Yes, he is. Yes, and I read you work from Saint Germain, your contact with him, but I also read the messages from Elizabeth Truthwin. Yes, and I believe she also has a show on BBS Radio or had, but she has a very detailed information also, you know, concerning Disclosure when Saint Germain speaks together with Ashtar.
Yeah. He tells me things, details too, but he always asks me to keep it personal. He's very protective about me too, so he always say, okay, don't tell too much because I want you protected. I don't want you things to go back at you and so forth. And sometimes he shares things that I'm allowed to share in messages. Sometimes he said, okay, that is going on and that is going on, but keep it for yourself. And truly believe me, a lot is going on, truly.
Oh yes. I believe that Saint Germain has many secrets that are top secrets, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You cannot share everything. Yeah. That's unacceptable because the forces that have been in power for the last 30 millennia, they are being removed, and that's not an easy job. The whole light force, the whole creation, the whole heavens, and the whole Ascended Master, the Galactic Federation, the Ashtar Command, the Guardians, they're all involved in preparing us for this new era.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing undertaking, and it's amazing.
We're in the most excited times of all our incarnations.
It's really ascension. It's all about ascension, right?
Yeah, It's all about ascension, and they do ascend along with us. We go a notch higher, but they go also a notch higher. So it's a big thing.
Yeah, I understood from you and from Saint Germain and from other channels that the planet Earth Gaia has an important role with humanity on it to play in the ascension process. In fact, when the Earth is liberated, when we are free, then the whole galaxy will be free to ascend.
Mm-hmm. I think there are a few planets like Earth who are very stuck in duality, but planet Earth is the hardest one, the hardest school. If you graduate from Earth, so to speak, then you had the most tough experience that you can have, and all eyes are now on Earth. We are the last one in our solar system, so it's a big thing.
Mm. Yeah, all eyes are on Earth. Yeah, that's true. I have a very wonderful friend in England. His name is Des Lovegrove. He's one of the last druids, practicing druids. Mm-hmm. And in 2011, I was in the Silent Circle Cafe where all the crop circle researchers meet. And he was talking to a group of ladies. And I heard him say, all eyes are now on planet Earth from the whole galaxy. And that's when I turned around and I thought I had to meet this guy. It was, in fact, I woke up from my tent at the Barge Inn, which is a campsite where you can stay when you see the crop circles. And I had a feeling I had to be at 11 a.m. in the morning at the Silent Circle Cafe to meet him. And he said the same thing, Martin, I had to meet you. And it was around Christmas time last year, that I had him on the show as well. It was very fun. But there's so many people working for the light. It's so amazing, you know.
Yeah, awakening is really big now, more than a few years ago. There are so many who have awakened the last couple of months and years, and it's wonderful. It's amazing.
Yes, we are an unstoppable force altogether. You know, yourself, mm-hmm. Melie, but also Maria Hen, Maria Isabel Hen, and I love to do this show to bring guests like yourself to the show to bring out the news. It's amazing.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. It's wonderful if everyone is doing his piece and we all work together, we all one, and we can do it. We are more powerful than we think, so it's all just about remembering and reconnecting and but I trust completely in it.
Me too. And I trust in the divine creator that has created this whole physicality and the spiritual world. Everything is coming together now. The veil between the physical and the spiritual is becoming thinner and thinner. And that's ascension.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Melina, we have around about 3 minutes left, let's say 2 minutes. I want to ask you what you want to share with the listeners, what is really important in 2 minutes, if you can do that.
Well, for me, the most important thing is to always stay centered and to ground you as much as you can, so that you always be relaxed in your own state of being, that whatever happens around you, that it can never affect you. To always stay in your heart space and go from your heart space, start from your heart space, create from your heart space, everything in your heart. And that is my advice to you all. Wow. That's the most important thing. Be your heart, stay in your heart, and speak from your heart, and everything will be fine.
Well, that's wonderful, and that's wonderful advice for all of us. I want to thank you very much for being on the show, Melina. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you, I enjoyed.
I enjoyed very much, and I love your energy. You are a fantastic channeler and a fantastic friend, and I hope we can do another show maybe in 6 months or who knows when. But you're always welcome to come back to the show.
Thank you. I would love to.
Yeah. So, my friends, this was the show for today. Next week, I will have another interesting guest. Surprise, surprise. So, love and light to everybody and namaste.